summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical, Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2, Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we love having patriots on this program, and I don't think you could find a better patriot than Joey Jones of Fox. Of course, you know him from all the Fox News media platforms, including Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network. A Marine Corps veteran, reached the rank of staff sergeant. He suffered a life-changing injury in Afghanistan, resulting in the loss of both his legs above the knee. Since his recovery, he's dedicated himself to improving the lives of all veterans and their families. Got a brand new book kind of based on that effort, too, called Behind the Badge, Answering the Call to Serve on America's Home Front. Joey Jones joins us here in the National Defense. Joey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. What a great book. And, you know, this is something that I think I've been waiting on for a long time now, because I've been doing this show for a little over 10 years. And getting veterans to talk about their time in service, getting first responders to talk about what goes on in their mind and in their heart when they're answering a call, it's just things that they don't talk about. And for some reason, they talked about all of that stuff to you.
So I guess they were comfortable sharing their stories with me because I was able to explain to them how helpful that first book I wrote called Unbroken Bonds of Battle. That was non-service members and a widow. And all of the feedback from that book were other veterans and family members saying, man, this really helped me. And I think everybody in this book, Behind the Badge, all the first responders are in my personal life. I go hunting with them. One's my brother-in-law. One of is like an uncle to me. I've known since I was 3 years old. A couple, you know, I don't know as well, but I have a good friendship with. And I think they all really understood that and trusted that. And once I explained to them that it would really be helpful to other first responders, to other communities, from the point of selflessness, they were comfortable doing it. And some of them still were, you know, a little guarded because they don't want the attention to be on them. You know, that's evident in the job they do.
Yeah, and you see that a lot, you know, not just with first responders, but obviously with veterans and World War II veterans for some reason. You know, we've had so many authors on with us that have talked about the heroics of some World War II vets, and that their families had no idea. And I think it is just that aspect of just doing my job, ma'am.
Absolutely. I think like there are several lessons to be learned from this book. People have asked me what I learned from the book. Mm. And what I learned from the book is that the mental health portion of their job. The support they get is fully grassroots. It's really the truth is, and I knew this going into it, there isn't any national conversation about the trauma that first responders endure, yet we still fill those jobs every day. So those people are going into it and sticking with it, knowing that whatever effect it has on them negatively is their cross to bear. That type of selflessness, we really only acknowledge in our military. And I'm not saying that it's better or worse, but it's rare. And maybe it's a little bit more common than we want to acknowledge. And maybe it's in our community, and maybe it's in our family and in our church more than we realize.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're talking to Joey Jones here in the National Defense's new book, Behind the Badge, 9 phenomenal stories answering the call to serve on America's home front. And just kind of sticking with that for a second, Joey, you talked about the mental aspect of this. And, I'm reading Clay Hedrick's story, who was a firefighter, and I mean, they talked about a medical call that they had, and you kind of tend to forget that firefighters, a lot of that is medical calls. And they said he showed up on scene, learned that a child had been run over by a truck, and that just about that was just about his last day on the job, right?
And he says Clay talks very matter-of-factly. He's the guy that I've known since I was 3 years old. He's like an uncle to me. And he's very intelligent, but his education is the fire department. So he lays it out like it is. And what he's saying is that was one of the first incidents they went on. Mm. And the reason why he brings that story into it was, you don't just jump in you jump in the river and you go with the pace of the stream, right? It's not like you get to ease your way into it. And the reason why he brought that up was he just happened to have a mentor, a boss that really guided him through that and said, listen, you can get through this and we're going to help you. But that's the grassroots nature of it. It isn't like there's some sort of program that first responders all across the country go through to prepare them for the trauma that they're going to see. I mean, Jeremy Judd talks about in the book, nobody told him how many dead people he would see as a game warden. And it's that kind of that idea of these individuals figure it out for themselves, and they do it in every city in this country. I mean, Clay Hedrick is a fireman for the Dalton Fire Department in Dalton, Georgia, which is maybe a top 15 size city in the state of Georgia, which is not saying much for, the Midwest or Northeast or out West.
Right. Yeah, and it kind of made me feel better, actually, Joey, to hear that, because you wonder about that. I had wondered about that. You know, the people that are out there as first responders, do they just, can they turn it off and on like that? Or how do they process those kind of situations? And that was the first kind of firsthand report that I've ever read where they had to deal with something and deal with it, immediately, right?
Well, when you get through all 9 stories, what you learn is that there isn't a protocol that they all go through. They all do it differently, but they all do it. Most of them start that journey on their own and have to decide for themselves, hey, do I want to continue to see this every day? Little kids get killed and people treat each other badly and people get murdered and worse. And what they decide on their own, each individual, I mean, Caitlin Cofula that's in there, she became a police officer because her brother sacrificed himself to save others on the road against the drunk driver as a police officer. And when she went to his funeral, she felt compelled to take his spot on the force. And so they all get there in different ways, but they all decide at some point or another that whatever sacrifice they have to make, their mission is worth it. And for them, their mission is to keep the rest of us safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And the SWAT sniper that you talked to, Tommy, he had an interesting way of putting that and how they dealt with that, the trash compactor theory. Just keep packing it on down, right?
That's right. But, like in conversation with him, which is what I've learned with vets, at some point you've got to empty that thing out. And that's where they all, like Clay's story, Jeremy's story, both really hit on. At some point they had to ask for some help, find some help, talk it out. And I think what they all do, which is consistent with World War II veterans, is they sit around and talk about it in the police precinct, in the fire hall, on the SWAT team. And in those moments, that's when you get to decompress. And I know from my own experience that talking about things is healing from them. You have to process them, and that's how you process them. I think that's why the vets from World War II came back and built our country into a superpower, yep, because they had to take a month on a ship to get over here.
Well, and, you know, so many people, after they leave the service, they want to continue that mission. So they look around for whether it's, I don't know, Team Rubicon, they become a state trooper, a firefighter, and they just have that mentality, I guess, you know, built inside them. And you talked about, you know, why would a Mexican-American combat vet choose to work as a medic for the Border Patrol, knowing, yeah, the stigma that he would face and all the other problems there?
Yeah, you know, Vince Vargas is, if you don't know him, look his name up. He's a celebrity actually now, but I've known him since before that. He was, he decided one day to be an actor, so he went and got on the show The Mayans, which was ran several seasons. But Vince Vargas is just one of those guys that he puts a smile on everybody's faces around. He has that kind of gravity about him. And I think he knew that, and I think he saw an opportunity to be helpful in a unique way with Border Patrol. And so he was search and rescue as a medic, but Border Patrol search and rescue is one of their two special operations. So it's a high intensity job. And it was a place for him to fulfill that desire, because you really get addicted to the adrenaline of operating. And it was a place for him to fulfill that desire, but from wholly a saving people standpoint, not a going and killing the bad guys standpoint. And for him, the psychological trauma of it was personally identifying with people that were, you know, almost to the point of dehydration, to the point of death in the desert, that were essentially breaking our walls, but he was there to help them and save them and communicate for them. And that is a duality that we're experiencing as a society right now. So I think his chapter is really, really important and just gives you almost an objective view of a controversial topic, which is the human element.
Hey, as a veteran, you understand how crucial it is to be connected to loved ones, and T-Mobile is committed to helping your community stay connected. With exclusive wireless plan discounts for military and veteran families, those who serve save with T-Mobile. And beyond savings, T-Mobile is proud to be a military-friendly employer and has hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses, and they're not stopping there. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more about their commitment to military and veteran families.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, Redding. Say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundle. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We're talking to Joey Jones here in the National Defense, the new book, Behind the Badge, answering the call to serve on America's home front. I love the fact that, you know, you're putting names and faces and stories to everybody in this book because you're right. I mean, a lot of the times, especially with immigration or anything like that, you see something on the news and it's just numbers and it's mass amounts of people. And so when you could put a face to that and understand how tough it is on both sides of that situation. I mean, you know, to be a Border Patrol agent, a Mexican Border Patrol agent, man, it's, you know, you're coming face to face with your brothers.
You are, but I mean, look at the demographics. A large portion, if not the majority of Border Patrol agents are Hispanic. It helps to be able to speak Spanish to do that job.
Sure.
And so the reason why I point that out is this idea, the whole book shows it. They are both extraordinary people, but they're a lot more common than we realize. Because if you live in a town that has police and fire, you're experiencing people with these same type experiences. If you've met any Border Patrol agent, there's a good chance it's somebody of Hispanic descent. And they understand the issue as both a proud American and as a human being that their family got here in some way, shape, or form at one point.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Joey Jones here from Fox News, Fox Nation, the new book, Behind the Badge, Answering the Call to Serve on America's Home Front. Joey, let's talk about your story a little bit. What was your experience like in the military?
Yeah, I was a United States Marine. I joined back in 2005 as soon as I got out of high school. And I didn't know much of anything about the Marine Corps other than the movie Full Metal Jacket. So I wasn't really sure what to expect. My two best friends kind of talked me into it. And so I went to the Marine Corps, and I originally went as a communications repairman. So I was working on Singar radios, and that just wasn't the job for me. Like, I was good at it because I could be, but I didn't want to be. So I volunteered for everything, and through a series of unfortunate events, or fortunate, I ended up getting put as security for EOD in Iraq in 2007, and fell in love with that job. And in the Marine Corps, we treat it a little bit differently than the other services. It's you got to be 21 years old. You got to re-enlist to do it. You can't come in off the street. And they really treat it as a what they call a critical skills operator, something special. And so I basically put in a package to be looked at and interviewed for it. And the EOD team I was supporting in Iraq gave me the thumbs up. So I went from the truck behind them providing security to their truck learning, and finished that deployment with them. Came back with the EOD school. and then went to Afghanistan as an EOD technician in 2010 and worked for about 6 months in a pretty kinetic environment and stepped on an IED on August 6, 2010 and lost both my legs above the knee and realized I couldn't take bombs apart for a living anymore. And my dad was a brick and block mason, and you can't really do that, so I had to find something else and found my way into what I do now.
Well, you know, we've had some EOD people on the show, and it's just a, man, you talk about a special human being to put your, literally to put your life on the line every day. Thank you so much for your service. But, you know, it's also, to me, you know, you suffer some kind of an injury like that. It would be easy just to crawl into a hole. And, you know, you did the very opposite of that. What was it for you? Was it your faith? Was it your family? I mean, what was it that got you to that point?
I think a couple things. One, each individual in this world is unique in their experiences and how they respond. I think that when I look back at the guys that I recovered with, I mean, you've got Brian Mast, that's a member of Congress. You've got Rob Jones that ran 30 marathons in 30 days. There are others that are Lieutenant Dan, we called him, is a captain now, Navy SEAL. He's done all kind of extraordinary things. Another guy, I can't think of his name right now, but he lost some version of all four limbs, and he's done all kind of amazing things. So, you know, I'm not unique in the sense of I didn't let it get me down. I mean, unfortunately, you have movies like Born on the 4th of July, and people think that's what it is. Or you see, you know, Lieutenant Dan and think, okay, well, the veterans go through that. It's my experience that the job you did matters. So I did a job that my peers were injured like that. So I was exposed to it. Also, the higher intensity jobs generally are a little bit better trained for the mental resilience. So we had some training for that. But I think most importantly for me was quite simply, I had a son, I had a family, and I had responsibility. And I was going to fulfill that responsibility either with or without legs.
Man, that is incredible. And yeah, we did the show from the Warrior Games last year at Disney World. And, you know, to see some of these athletes compete at an extremely high level. I mean, the wheelchair basketball. Are you kidding me? That's brutal.
Yeah, no, that was a big thing, especially when I first got injured. The Marine Corps was very proud of it because until they made MARSOC their own team, the Marine Corps tend to mop up on most of those. But long story short, I mean, you just got to find purpose in life. For me, it was taking care of my family, focusing on my career and education. For other guys, it's, you know, Paralympic sports. And for other guys, it was getting back into the fight in one way or another. Just about every service, I know the Marine Corps, just about every service allowed catastrophically injured, combat injured service members to stay in for a full 20. So finding other ways to serve was a big part of it for a lot of guys.
That's so cool. Well, the book is great. It's called Behind the Badge, Answering the Call to Serve on America's Home Front. It will give you a different perspective on the men and women who respond to all the emergencies, and it'll give you a much deeper appreciation for those folks. Joey, thanks for writing this. This is great stuff.
You know, the nine individuals in the book wrote it through their lived experiences. I had the honor of compiling it and adding my thoughts, and I'm just so excited about it. I think I'll leave you with this. You know, the worst days of our lives is another shift for them. And I start the book with that experience with my own dad. And I just hope people will take that away from this of like just an added appreciation at how much we take for granted when we leave the house, knowing that if we get in a car wreck, somebody will be there. If somebody hurts us, somebody will be there to seek justice. If a disaster happens, somebody will be there to save us.
Wow. Yeah, that's a great reminder and a great takeaway. Joey Jones, thank you so much for the time. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
my neighbor, invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Dave Barry. Man, one of my favorite guys is back with us here. You know, I'm, of course, an author and columnist who wrote a nationally syndicated humor column for the Miami Herald. And he's written a ton of books. He's back with another one called Class Clown, The Memoirs of a Professional Wiseass, How I Went 77 Years Without Growing Up. And Dave Barry joins us here in the National Defense. Dave, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Good. What is the difference between a professional wise ass and something that I've been described as a world-class smart ass?
Probably the pay grade. I don't
know. That could be.
I think wise ass and smart ass are very similar. I mean, I don't really think there's a big difference. I don't know about you. I mean, I literally was elected class clown of the Pleasantville, New York class, high school class of 1965. But I was told a lot. I was a wise ass. I was that kid, and I guess you were too, who when you're in a class, and you know that there's something you could say, and two things would happen. One, the teacher would be really mad at you because it would be disruptive, and two, the other kids would laugh. You could not help it. You had to say it. That was me. That was always me. And I got told more than once, you know, that's very funny, David, but you can't joke your way through life, which turns out to be incorrect. You can, in fact, joke your way through life, and that's really what this book's about, is, you know, how did I end up joking my way through life?
And finally, answering the question, how does the son of a Presbyterian minister wind up winning a Pulitzer Prize for writing a wildly inaccurate newspaper column read by millions of people? And you're right, Dave, that's kind of how I was in school. And then I got into radio at 15, and I've always done kind of a crazy morning show, so I never really had to grow up. And then I started this show about 10 years ago, and I kind of grew up because it's for active duty military veterans and their families. But here I am interviewing you about not growing up. So I don't think I've made any progress.
No, you're still stuck in smartassery.
Yeah. There was a time. I got to ask. Oh, man, I can't. I got so many things. I want to find out, first of all, what did you stole a hotel sign for Oprah?
Yeah. When you're on a book tour, I was on many book tours, you're trying to sell your book. And I get this phone call from a producer of the Oprah show saying, you know, we'd like to have you on tomorrow on this panel about things we do in secret. In other words, you're going to confess to something you've done wrong and make it right on the air. Do you have something you can do? And I'm like, of course, I want to come up with something because you're an author. You want to be on the Oprah show.
Sure.
And so I told her that I had this story, which was true, that a few years earlier, I was in a Hyatt hotel, and they had a sign in the bathroom that said, our guest towels are 100% cotton. If you wish to purchase a set, they're available in the gift shop for $75. If you prefer to take the set already in your room, that amount will automatically be added to your bill, which is a nice way of saying if you steal our sign, steal our towels. So I stole the sign. I stole the sign, and I brought it home, and we had it in our guest bathroom, like we thought it was pretty funny. So the Oprah producer is telling me, this is great, great. You're going to come on the show tomorrow, and you're going to tell Oprah that story, and you're going to return the sign. We're going to put it in a box, and we'll get it back to the Hyatt. The problem with that was I was in St. Louis on this book tour. The sign was back in Coral Gables, Florida, where I live, and the show was the next day in Chicago. So, like, I call my wife, and I'm like, You got to FedEx this sign to Chicago. This is urgent. I'm going to be on, if I don't get there, I can't be on the Oprah show. But she said, you know, she called me back and said the FedEx people said that they can't promise that it'll get there. So I'm like, I'm desperate. So I'm in St. Louis. But I think, wait a minute. I'm in a Hyatt hotel here. So I stole another sign. It was just a no smoking sign, you know. But I tell you, like, nobody's going to know if I'm. So my point, and actually, as it turned out, the one that my wife FedEx did make it to Chicago in time, so I was able to return it on the air. But my point here is, I was so desperate to be on the Oprah show about doing the right thing that I stole twice and was willing to lie to Oprah.
Oh, that is so good.
That's
We're talking to Dave Barry here on the National Defense. His new book, Class Clown, The Memoirs of a Professional Wise Ass, How I Went 77 Years Without Growing Up. You look like a kid still. How can that be?
I don't know. I think it's my haircut. I have bangs, you know, like which no grown man should have. I have the same basic hairstyle as a coconut. You know, the hair just goes straight down. So that's my. I am actually. If you took that away, I'd be like look like 107 years old, I think.
You know, you say Coral Gables. Is that pretty close to Miami? I know you moved to Miami at one point.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm right next door to the city of Miami.
Okay. I got a buddy of mine who lives in Fort Lauderdale, and my wife and I were going on a cruise about 3-4 weeks ago, and I called my buddy and I said,
hey, we're going to be flying in. Can you pick us up at the airport? And he said, yeah. He said, please, please don't fly into Miami. Please don't fly into Miami. Please fly into Fort Lauderdale. And I said, well, it's too late. The cruise line booked it, and I'm flying in. And he goes, oh, no. And I thought, oh, this is, you're being a drama queen here. No. That traffic. And,
no.
And my daughter lives in Los Angeles. That traffic in Miami is in, this is on a Sunday. It was insane.
It is insane. And it's not just the quantity of traffic, it's the quality of the drivers. My joke is everybody in Miami is driving according to the law of his or her individual country of origin. We have many, many interpretations of what a stop sign might mean, or a red light might mean, or even a lane divider might mean. Nobody agrees on these things down here. We are the worst drivers in the United States. Not even close. Not even close.
Well, that explains the camel. Thank you. There's just a lot of things that are going on there. And now, Dave, you know, besides the Pulitzer, you've got so many honors that have come your way. Don't you have a sewage pumping station named after you?
I do. I wrote a column once making fun of North Dakota, which nobody should ever do. Do not do that. If you're listening, do not make fun of North Dakota, because they will get even with you. What they did with me, they invited me up to Grand Forks, North Dakota in January and dedicated a sewage lifting station in my honor. And it was, you could go. It's a little, I mean, I'll be honest, it's a little bit of a tourist attraction.
Sure it is.
There is a building in North Dakota, and foot-high letters is Dave Barry Lift Station number 16. And inside there is the equipment that lifts the sewage, which is a concept I do not understand. I would leave the sewage down there.
Yeah.
But in North Dakota, apparently they lift it for some reason.
In January in North Dakota, sewage, nothing is moving.
Oh.
Nothing is moving. Everything is frozen.
It was so cold. It was so cold. And they had this brown piece of paper over the sign. They actually had a ceremony for me, and the mayor of Grand Forks read a proclamation very eloquently comparing my work to the production of human excrement. And then they had this brown piece of paper covering the sign. And I remember, and we're like, oh, outside, it's like 30 below zero. And I pulled this sign, this piece of paper down. There's like my name on the side of the building, and I can smell the sewage in the cold North Dakota air. And I hear whoop, 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 which is the sound of people applauding in mittens. So it was a pretty wonderful day.
So they don't really have hands in North Dakota. It's just they.
No, they know you never see any part of anybody's body.
Right.
It's like everybody's covered completely up all the time.
We're talking to Dave Barry here, the National Defense Class Clown, the memoirs of a professional wise ass, how I went 77 years without growing up, is his new book. Hey, Dave, who are your comedy heroes?
Right now, it's a guy named Nate Bargatze.
Oh, I love
him.
Oh, yes.
Comic.
Yes, from Nashville.
This guy is a genius. This guy is so brilliant. And what I love about him, and I'm not the first person to note this, but he is a completely clean. You could take a 5-year-old to his act. He might not get the jokes, and yet he is funnier than anybody. And, you know, he's just brilliant. So anyway, that's my current comedy hero is Nate Bargatze. My all time, way back, there's a guy named Robert Benchley who was this humor writer back in the 20s, 30s. That, when I was growing up, my dad was a fan of his, and I somehow got, my dad had a bunch of his books, of collected columns. I started reading those when I was like maybe 10 years old. And that's what I wanted to do. I knew what I wanted to write, like that guy, which was just silly humor essays, which is what I ended up doing. So.
Man, I love it. I love it. Just making fun of everything through life is, that's the way to go. Dave, thank you so much for taking the time, man.
Just
love everything that you do.
Randy, I appreciate it. And speaking of loving what you might, I would just want to thank all of your listeners for their service. So thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. when I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
4th of July savings are here at the Home Depot, so it's time to get your grilling on. Pick up the Traeger Pro Series 22 Pellet Grill and Smoker, now on special buy for $389, was $549. Smoke a rack of ribs or bake an apple pie, this grill is versatile enough to do it all. This summer, no matter how you like your steaks, your barbecues are guaranteed to be well done. Celebrate 4th of July with fast free delivery on select grills right now at the Home Depot. Subject to availability.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, as a veteran, you understand how crucial it is to be connected to loved ones, and T-Mobile is committed to helping your community stay connected. With exclusive wireless plan discounts for military and veteran families, those who serve save with T-Mobile. And beyond savings, T-Mobile is proud to be a military-friendly employer and has hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses, and they're not stopping there. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more about their commitment to military and veteran families.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Vacation.
There was a great quote by Mark Twain. He said, make your vacation your vocation.
Pretty good. Pretty good. And
right?
But you can, I mean, you're going to all these different, I mean, and season eight, this is incredible. I mean, everybody loves Raymond just went nine seasons,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. I got to at least match that, right?
That's pretty good. Well, and
I love it so much. We're actually the longest running unscripted show on Netflix.
You know, I was just reading some stuff about Everybody Loves Raymond. I didn't realize that in the beginning, you guys didn't think you were going to make it through season one, right?
Of course. Yeah, you never know. Listen, when you write the first script, they call it the pilot, right? The pilot script. You're lucky if anybody at CBS even likes it enough to make the pilot episode.
Right.
Because they read a lot of scripts, you know, hundreds and hundreds. They make maybe 20 of them, and then out of that 20, maybe 5 get on the air. So your odds are very stacked against you. And then once you're on the air, most things crap out after 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, and
everything is like a miracle that works. And you know, next year, we will have been on the air for 30 years.
Oh,
it
wow.
In 1996 is when the show went on, and now it's still on every day somewhere in the world, and I couldn't be more delighted. I feel so lucky to have had this, life.
Wow.
Life. You know, I'm the luckiest person you're ever going to talk to. That's how I feel.
I mean, you know, 30 years, that just means the checks just keep on coming for Phil Rosenthal. At his new show, Somebody Feed Phil, season 8, you're going to some cool places, too. Amsterdam, Guatemala, Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is fascinating, by the way. Las Vegas we think of as the Strip, right? As the Las Vegas Strip and the hotels, the big hotels.
Right.
But you know, this is what's great is there's this beautiful immigrant population that has come to build Las Vegas many years ago,
right,
and maintain Las Vegas to this day. They have all come and set up their own cultures and communities, and they brought their cuisines with them. And so the great places to visit in Las Vegas, which is, as we know, one of the fastest growing cities in the world, it's not the Strip. It's everything around the Strip.
Mm.
You know, like amazing Chinatowns, amazing Thai towns, amazing Indian places. Everything. It's some of the best food in the world is in Las Vegas.
You know, I just discovered recently Thai food. I was very hesitant for a long time to sample Thai food, but I absolutely love it. And I just went on a cruise, a Norwegian Cruise Line cruise, and they had a Thai restaurant on board the ship. So what's happening with Thai food?
what's happening is that people are discovering how phenomenal it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean, it's just great. One of the best dishes I've ever eaten in my life was in Thailand. It's called khao soi. If you've ever tried khao soi, you know what I'm talking about. It's this coconut curry broth with whatever meat you want in it, fresh hand-pulled noodles at the bottom, like the best pasta you ever had, and then little chilies and pickled mustard greens and all these flavors and squirted with lime and then crispy noodles on top. This is one of the best dishes I ever ate. And in Chiang Mai, in Thailand, it's a dollar, which is my second favorite price.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We're talking to Phil Rosenthal here on the National Defense. Season 8 of Somebody Feed Phil happens this Wednesday on Netflix. And, yeah, I mean, Thai food is great. And, I mean, from all around the world, I think people really limit themselves in terms of what they even try, right?
Well, sure. Listen, I'm just a tourist. I'm not an expert. I'm not Anthony Bourdain, like I said. I'm not a chef. I can't even cook very well. But I love food, and I love people. And so if you're a tourist, or even if you're a soldier in a new place, be curious. Just be curious. Learn a little bit about where you are and the people who live there. And guess what? Your life will be better.
Yeah, that's a great point with the troops too, because they are everywhere. We're talking to Phil Rosenthal here on the National Defense, and you're opening a diner in Los Angeles in honor of your parents.
Right.
That's cool.
Yes, Max and Helen's is opening in a couple months here in L.A. And listen, it's comfort food, but we want to do it right. We want to elevate it just by using really great ingredients. And a great chef, Nancy Silverton, is the executive chef. My future son-in-law happens to be a chef. And Nancy loves this guy, Mason Royal. And he is going to kind of run the day-to-day. And it's going to be a place that I want to go to every day.
I love that. You were talking about like regular comfort food, like meatloaf and burgers and that kind of stuff.
Yes, yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Breakfast all day. My dad's favorite thing in life was very soft scrambled eggs. We call them fluffy eggs. So Max's fluffy eggs will be on the menu. My mom made great matzo ball soup. Helen's matzo ball soup will be on the menu.
Ah.
And it's just, I couldn't think of a better way to honor my folks who love these simple pleasures in life and to do it right. So that's what it is.
That's so cool. That's so cool. And your parents, that was the model for the parents, for Ray's parents on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes.
And I was talking, Phil, to somebody a buddy of mine the other day, about just humor between men and women. And women, for some reason, they're not into the put-down humor. And that's all guys do. I mean, it's just such a separation, right?
That's men kid each other.
Yeah.
And kid their wives, of course. And I would say half the jokes on Raymond were wife jokes, but you know what the other half were? Husband jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was one of the few shows where you would see a woman actually, be sarcastic and make fun of their husbands. But I think that was the big appeal of the show too.
Listen, that's nothing new. Do you remember Jackie Gleason show, The Honeymooners?
Well, that's true. Yes, absolutely.
Right. And remember, I Love Lucy. He gave it to him too. I mean, it's one of the hallmarks of sitcoms is the wife's giving it to the husband, right? We all know who runs the house.
Yeah, that's true.
Big tough guy. You may be a big tough guy, right? But I promise you, when Vladimir Putin comes home, his wife says, "Take off your shoes."
Ah, it's so good. Phil Rosenthal back for more bites. Somebody Feed Phil this Wednesday, season 8 on Netflix. Phil, great to talk to you again, man. It's always great to talk to you.
I love talking to you, and bless the troops. Come on, guys. I love you.
Love it. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.